We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's see here. Middle of the week, isn't it?
Everybody, listen to this.
What are you listening to?
It's my favorite show. Wowie!
Good. It's
time to celebrate hump day.
Let's start right now.
Start what?
What?
Celebrating.
Celebrating?
Feels pretty good. I'm just glad it's Wednesday and we're halfway through.
In that case,
let's start the show.
Well, let's go ahead and do that. I mean, we're all here at the studio. We may as well. The attack dog of the right. The bombastic loud mouth of the South. The president of Insensitivity University, where we specialize in non-politically correct studies, in and on here on Wednesday. Yep, Bob and the Bobettes, ready to go, ready for action. Yours truly, and of course, Miss Moneypenny on the other side of the glass, pushing the buttons, screening the calls, making sure the trains run on time, and the best actress in the Southeast in her off hours. But today, of course, her usual duties, which she pursues from the news center.
Sounds like a fun crew.
It is fun crew. And you're a part of it because you're right there on the other part of the speaker. Great to have you along as we get rolling here on Hump Day. And as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. Here is how you join me and be a part of the conversation this Wednesday. Ingalls Advantage talk line number is the one to call, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307. And my email address, very simply, bob@1063word.com. By the way, we do have breaking news today.
This is breaking news.
Yeah, we learned late yesterday that the NABJ, the National Association of Black Journalists, has placed CNN on a special media monitoring list. Now, wait a minute. You may be saying to yourself, what are you saying? The National Association of Black Journalists are probably predominantly, if not exclusively, liberal. You would think CNN would be a friend to this group. Au contraire, the reason CNN has been placed on the NABJ's special media monitoring list is because they, according to the NABJ, show an extreme lack of black representation among the network's leadership ranks. What? What? NABJ said in a statement, its preliminary research showed that CNN has no black employees, reporting to CNN's president, Jeff Zucker. It also showed the news organization has no black executive producers, as well as no black vice presidents or senior vice presidents on the news side. This may seem on its face virtually impossible. I mean, CNN is a big corporation. And don't they operate under the same EEOC rules as other big corporations? CNN, for its part, disputed the group's findings that there are no black vice presidents on the news side, according to NABJ, but the news network did not provide the name or position of the VP or vice presidents on the news side. Name or position. The NABJ said a four-person delegation sought to meet with Mr. Zucker, but the CNN president refused to do so because of a, quote, personal issue between CNN and NABJ's Vice President Digital, Roland Martin. This apparently stemming from Martin's participation in a 2016 town hall with then-Democratic presidential candidates Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton. You remember, previously, former DNC committee chair Donna Brazile admitted she inadvertently disclosed a town hall topic to the Clinton campaign that was part of Martin's research inquiry for the town hall. In other words, she tipped off Hillary about what they were going to be asked about. NABJ's request to meet was and is focused solely on CNN's diversity efforts, apparently non-existent, its results, and our strategic priorities as an organization. CNN said in a statement shared with The Hill, which was where the story that I'm sharing with you is from, that it was open to meeting with members of the group's leadership team, but said that it would not be part of any meetings involving Martin, which is a facetious excuse. Quote, for months, we have been working with NABJ to schedule a meeting because the relationship between CNN and the organization is very important to us. As we have told them many times, we look forward to a thoughtful discussion about how both of our organizations can continue to work together. Unfortunately, the significant and reckless damage that Roland Martin did to CNN while partnering with us during a 2016 Democratic town hall has made any meeting that includes him untenable, CNN said. Mr. Martin displayed an unprecedented and egregious lack of journalistic ethics and integrity. Correct me if I'm wrong here. CNN is complaining about someone showing an unprecedented and egregious lack of journalistic ethics and integrity? This from the network that lies about Donald Trump every day of the week? Jeez. Mr. Pott, may I introduce you to Mr. Kettle over here? By leaking questions prior to the town hall, as a result, we've told NABJ that CNN will not participate in any meeting that includes him. We have made it abundantly clear that we would be more than happy to sit down with the rest of their leadership team as soon as possible, and that offer still stands. NABJ said its next step will include further research and analysis on CNN's diversity, inclusion, and equity practices. Well, if they don't even have any executive producers that are black, that should be a short stint of research. The group also said it's calling for a civil rights audit to examine CNN's hiring, promotion, and compensation practices involving black employees. The group said that I may hire the most qualified person. I don't care what color they are. The group said that its delegation is engaged in very positive outreach with other media companies and has met or scheduled meetings with ABC, CBS, Fox, and NBC. Now, wait, you may be saying to yourself, wait a second. They've got Don Sour Lemon on at night. He's the only black anchor in prime time. Yeah, but he's a goofball. He's a guy that actually questioned some aviation expert about whether the disappeared Malaysian airliner had been taken up to the gravity shelf by aliens or something. So he doesn't count. Last year, former CNN morning anchor Soledad O'Brien, she's another wacko lefty, slammed the network and the cable news industry at large for what she said is a lack of diversity on the senior level. So, well, if nothing else, now we've referred to them by numerous names over the years. First, the Clinton News Network. That now no longer applies. Clintons are out of here. The Collusion News Network, when they had a different conspiracy theory every night about how Donald Trump, when he was in kindergarten, had stolen another kid's Tootsie Roll Pop. But now we know the true explanation for the acronym CNN. The Caucasian News Network.
Oh, you can't make that stuff up.
Good luck, folks. This is priceless. Just priceless. 16 after 3 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Take a quick break here. Now, speaking of cable news channels, I received a very interesting email today from a former Fox News correspondent and analyst. And I will share that with you. It's going to be released today on a blog, but we have it first exclusively, and I'll share that with you when we come back here on the Bobby Mac Show on Hump Day. Welcome back. Great to have you along. Hump Day, a nice sunshiny day, but boy, it was frigid out there this morning. Oh, hang on just a second. I just went back on the Fox News website, and naturally they've always got auto roll stuff on there. 21 after 3 in on the text line. Bobby, this dispute between the NABJ and CNN, are progressives attacking progressives? Just pop some popcorn, sit back, watch, and enjoy. Yeah, that's what I was alluding to when I said priceless. I love it. You know, when they're divergent causes, their various complaint groups collide with each other, as happened last week in the House when Omar and AOC and the rest of them couldn't make up their minds whether they wanted to be for illegals or whether they wanted to be against gun control. They couldn't do both, which resulted in AOC first voting yes, then voting no, then voting present, and then finally coming back to her original position and voting yes. So, you know, it's really enjoyable to see when they find themselves with their divergent focus groups that are all at each other's throats. Bobby, when I worked in TV, we referred to CNN as the Chicken Noodle Network. Bobby, why couldn't South Carolina use the $61 million windfall in lottery money? That's from the $1.5 billion that the individual in Simpsonville won, and remove the tolls on I-385. Rather than that, why not use that $61 million and fix a few of the potholes that are so deep that voices speaking Chinese are coming out of them? Hello, Bobby Mac. I had my phone interview for food stamps today. I didn't know they did that, but apparently. At the end, you have to listen to a recording. One of the things it says is, if you're not here illegally, we do not report you to Homeland Security. What's up with that? What do you think is up with that? You know, they want to get as many as they can here and make sure that they get all the goodies so they can buy their votes. Bobby, I think we have a Democrat coup going on, trying to find a crime to pin on him for impeachment. What say you? Yeah, it's obvious. Maybe we need all their tax returns to review as well. Yeah, that would work for me, you know. The president, of course, should never turn over those tax returns. There's no legal requirement to do that. And there was a time, and that time was whenever there's a Democrat president, when the president's children, minors or adults, were off limits. But not for these guys. Now, I mentioned before we went to the break, you may remember a pretty distinguished voice doing analysis and commentary on Fox News. That is, of course, Bernard Goldberg. And Bernie's brother, Ira, has been a regular listener to the show over the years and calls in from time to time. And today he sent me an email that came from Bernie, and I understand is going to be posted on his blog later today, but they gave it to me first to be able to share with you. Bernard Goldberg, writing on March 7th, 2012, while I was a paid contributor at Fox News, I wrote a confidential email to Roger Ailes, who at the time ran the operation. In it, I told Roger of my concern that while Fox News was more than willing to allow me to challenge liberal bias in the news, at least one person close to him in a high place at Fox wasn't so happy to hear my analysis about conservative bias. I wrote that, quote, on a few occasions over the years, I've been asked to comment on some double standard in the media. Once the question was about how the media were treating Sarah Palin. After I went through the obvious that they were treating her like crap, I made another point that there are some in the conservative media whose interviews with her were Valentine's masquerading as interviews. That's when the phone rings and a Fox executive wants to know if I was talking about anyone at Fox. The person who called my agent was Bill Shine, then a vice president at Fox and now the deputy chief of staff for communications in the Trump White House. I tried to talk to him directly, but he wouldn't take my calls or respond to my email, so I went over his head to Roger Ailes. Shine asked my agent if I was talking about Sean Hannity, who was a close friend of his. My agent said I was making a general statement about conservative media. Let me state now that I was indeed talking about Hannity, whose interviews with Sarah Palin and later Donald Trump resemble wet kisses a lot more than journalism. I then wrote about another double standard at Fox. It was about how some conservatives in the media went ballistic when NBC commentator Ed Schultz called Laura Ingraham a slut, then went AWOL when Limbaugh threw the same word at another woman. Can't do it, I was told. Why not? I asked. Roger will think you're being disloyal to Fox News. Really? I see the birth of Fox News as the most important media event of the past 15 years or so. Fox allows voices to be heard that ABC, NBC, and CBS News barely know exist. When I talk to groups, I always say good things about Fox. So how does this disloyalty thing work? I also told Roger that my value to Fox News is based on my being an honest analyst, one without a predictable, predetermined agenda. Am I conservative? Yes, but I'm not an ideologue, and I think even commentators have to be fair. I see no reason to mention any Fox person by name. I never have. But answering an anchor's question honestly, even if my comments point out something the Fox PR department might not approve of, is, in my view, a plus for Fox News Channel, not a minus. It lends credibility to Fox News Channel. Here's a network, unlike a lot of others, that isn't afraid to have one of its own contributors give his honest opinion, even if it's a critical one, about the very network putting him on television. That, to me, anyway, shouts strength, not weakness. One day later, Roger Ailes got back to me. Here is his entire response. Bernie, thank you for your note. Say whatever you want. I think liberals are the biggest offenders, but conservatives need to be held accountable when they're not doing the right thing. Don't worry about me. I'm actually in favor of free speech. Warm regards, Roger. The rest of this missive I will share with you on the other side of Annie's newscast, which is coming up right now. 3:29 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Right back on the other side here on Hump Day.
All right, Dan.
Welcome back. 3:35. I am sharing with you an email that I received today. Bernard Goldberg, former Fox News analyst and commentator, is going to be putting this out on his blog later today, but it was sent to me in advance to be able to share with you. And I thought he made some interesting points here that you might enjoy hearing. He talked about how he received some heat when he was critical of conservatives as well as of liberals on Fox News, received a note back from Roger Ailes saying, say whatever you want. Bernie's note continues, I never revealed the contents of my email to Roger Ailes or his response to me. I never talked publicly about it. It was, as I say, a confidential conversation between an employee and his boss. But Roger Ailes is no longer with us, and I, after 10 years as a paid analyst, am no longer with Fox. It's time, I believe, to publicly share my views on what's happened to Fox News since Roger sent me that response. As many of you know, I used to be a regular on the Fox News Channel, mainly on Bill O'Reilly's The O'Reilly Factor, where I was told my appearances were among the show's highest-rated segments. When Bill got fired, most of the people who were on his show became persona non grata at Fox. For whatever reason, producers and I assume management didn't want to have anything to do with anyone who was associated with O'Reilly. Despite that, I became a regular on a morning show anchored by Bill Hemmer until, without ever telling me why, his staff stopped asking me to offer my opinions and analysis on his show. As I told a Fox News vice president, I don't need Fox's money or Fox's airtime, but I was curious about what happened, about why I was dropped without so much as a word of explanation. The Fox VP told me that Hemmer's show had absolutely no problem with me, none. But obviously that was not true. There was a problem. And so I shared with her my theory. Fox will tolerate a liberal criticizing President Trump, I said, but the network didn't want conservatives taking shots at him. Sometimes I defended the president against what I thought was unfair criticism, but I was also critical of Mr. Trump, of his vindictiveness and his dishonesty. The Fox vice president pleaded ignorance, telling me she knew nothing about that. But here's what we do know. Social media would light up within seconds of my saying something negative about the president, and light up in a negative way. Supporters of the president are, if nothing else, loyal to him. They didn't want to hear negative comments about a man they supported, no matter how true they were. Once they wanted to hear what I said about liberal bias in the news. After all, I literally wrote a book on the subject, a book called Bias, which is a really good book, and Bernie describes his experiences at over-the-air network television, primarily with CBS. But now they didn't even want to hear about that from me, not if there was a chance that I was going to also criticize the president. Producers and anchors don't need angry viewers. In cable TV news, at Fox, at CNN, and at MSNBC, the business model is easy to understand. Give the audience what it wants to hear. Validate the biases of the viewers. Keep them coming back for more. In that world, I was a problem. For the record, no one at Fox ever tried to put words in my mouth, but they didn't have to. Instead, they simply kept me off the air for almost all of 2018 before my contract eventually ran out at the end of the year. Let's just say I didn't lose any sleep over the snub. What happened to me had happened to other contributors before me. Colonel Ralph Peters was a regular on Fox until he'd had enough. When he left the channel, he went public about his experience. Quote, as I wrote in an internal Fox memo, leaked and widely disseminated, I declined to renew my contract as Fox News strategic analyst because of the network's propagandizing for the Trump administration. Today's Fox primetime lineup preaches paranoia, attacking processes and institutions vital to our republic and challenging the rule of law, end quote. And I would disagree personally with Colonel Peters' assessment, but that's his opinion. Bernie continues, then there was Eric Erickson, a well-respected conservative whose contract wasn't renewed. He, too, wasn't pro-Trump enough. Quote, I am neither anti-Trump nor pro-Trump, but a conservative who does not think he is, but thinks he's advancing some things commendably. All new shows on all networks tend to favor a straight R versus D panel, and I'm not in those boxes anymore. George Will isn't at Fox anymore either, another conservative who's not a fan of President Trump. The important lesson here is not about George Will or Ralph Peters or Eric Erickson or me. What's important is that cable TV news is not a journalism model. It's a business model. Some people are willing to play the game for a paycheck. I'm not one of them. That is a missive that I received today from Bernard Goldberg, who is a respected journalist, and it points out his point is well taken. Now, you know, I am rarely critical of President Trump because I think he is the only hope that we have for the restoration and renewal of traditional American values in this country. I mean, look at all the crazy Democrats on the left, the party of infanticide, the party of anti-Semitism and all the rest. And then on the other side, you have President Trump. Do I like all his foibles? No. But I think he is the last best hope for the country. The point Bernie is making is precisely correct. There was a time in this country, and I experienced it, when there was a, for lack of a better description, a separation of church and state between the journalists in the newsroom and the account executives and the sales executives on the floor above. And never the twain shall meet. There were times in my career, and bear in mind, I worked in television news in pretty big markets, Washington, D.C., Atlanta, Dallas, Texas, and at CNN. And there was a time when somebody from upstairs, a general manager or a sales manager, would come downstairs and would float an idea for a news story. And typically the answer would be, sorry, we don't do that. We don't do essentially pay to play, because somebody was buying a big advertising contract with the TV station, did not entitle them to news coverage in a newscast. Those days, sad to say, are long gone, which is why in the time I started in television in 1979, and there were no local news shows that began at 4 o'clock in the morning and ran until 10 o'clock in the morning. Those were all creations, and not of the of the news department, but those were creations of the sales department, because they represented an opportunity for substantially more revenue. And at the same time, we've seen newsrooms downsized. For instance, when I worked in Washington, which was a union market, when I went out to do a package in the field, I went as the reporter. There was a photographer, there was an audio person, and sometimes there was even a field producer who went along. Four people in the crew. Now, quite often, it's not unusual to see a reporter standing beside the road with a camera up on a tripod, and they're recording their own stand-up and shooting their own video in an effort to reduce the overhead. Bernie's point about it no longer being a journalism model, it being a business model, I believe is accurate and is to the point. Now, as to the ideological parts, look, Fox has an agenda, the same way that CNN does. But the difference is CNN never allows any contrarian viewpoints to be expressed on their air. If they are, they're cut off and dumped. Fox, on the other hand, at least will bring on liberals. Does it infuriate the audience? Sure it does, because it doesn't reinforce what the audience wants to hear, which is that the Democrats are evil, which I personally think they are. But the days of who, what, when, where, why, and maybe how, in terms of explanation in a news story, are long gone, especially in print and in the bloggers that you see on the web. And we are not better off for it. And I miss hearing Bernard Goldberg's analysis and commentary, even when he was critical of President Trump, because he was performing his role as an analyst and a commentator. And that's different than straight news, or what used to be straight news, which pretty much has gone the way of the dodo bird to extinction. Quarter before four here on the Bobby Mack Show. Be right back. Well, I have to admit, I'm a bit of a throwback myself, and I guess Bernie is a throwback as well, because we started in a different time in media. In the days when there were three major networks and a couple of big newspapers, that was it. But I remember when I was a kid growing up in suburban Washington, D.C., in Arlington, Virginia, there were four or five newspapers. There was the WAPO, the Washington Post. There was the Evening Star. There was the Daily News. There was the Times-Herald. which later ended up being bought by the Washington Post. Washington Post was known for a long time as the Washington Post and Times Herald. So even when I was a teenager, there were four newspapers in Washington. In fact, my very first job in media was sports reporting, high school sports, for the old Scripps Howard newspaper, the Daily News, back in the 60s. Those days obviously are gone forever. But what one of the things that's missing is that now what's considered journalism used to be considered opinion or editorial content, and that's certainly not the case anymore. Those lines have not just been blurred, they have merged into invisibility. In on the text line, Bobby Fox's pro-Trump conservative agenda is highly overstated. I would agree, certainly since the kids, the sons of Rupert Murdoch have taken over, to me, they appear to have taken a more liberal slant. Don't forget they let Megyn Kelly and Chris Wallace blast him during the debate. They filed that amicus brief with CNN. They tolerate people like Juan Williams and Neil Cavuto, who both cannot stand Trump. I saw Fox and Friends criticize Trump many times. Split screens with horrible liberals. That's why I don't watch him anymore. And in fact, if that is your opinion as well, there are other alternatives out there now, like One America News and like Newsmax TV. Bobby, don't forget Crash News Network, CNN, whenever a plane goes down. Bobby, Colonel Ralph Peters used his military background to legitimize his leftist views. Again, his views, like other liberal analysts on Fox, his views were met with no rebuttal. Bobby Mack, I can remember Bill O'Reilly doing smackdowns on Bernie from Florida. Methinks he thinks way too highly of himself, like O'Reilly, a fence sitter. Well, as I said, you know, we're all products of our environment, and throwbacks to the days of pure journalism are like dinosaurs. Bobby, back in the mid-80s, I got my FCC license to be on a small radio station in Lawrence. I had to sign a payola agreement that I would never swap compensation for airplay. Yeah, we still do. We still do have to sign that every year. I disagree with this narrative, as I've complained many times before. Fox News is anything but defensive of anything conservative, and it gets worse every year. They are very critical of Trump all the time, from Graham. I agree. They have undergone a ideological moderation. Bob, in all respect to Mr. Goldberg, Fox News has become extremely critical of President Trump's agenda. The liberal contributors go daily without any rebuttal to their anti-Trump propaganda. Bobby, I guess Bernie needs to remember we didn't elect him for his personality. We elected him to save the country. Period. Bob, the reason Donald Trump fans are so dogged is because he can't get a fair shake in any other media. So no wonder we get tired of the one-sidedness and just don't want to hear it. Enough of that crap on CNN, BSNBC, BSCBS, and all the rest. Gotcha. And I believe that catches me up with the... Bobby, it makes me sick when Fox tries to tell me the market is up or down. And I think a couple more just popped in. Bobby, Colonel Ralph Peters compared Tucker Carlson to a Nazi apologist. That's a bit much. Didn't go over well. Yeah, no kidding. Bobby, no news is good news. There you go. I've got time to share this with you. Speaking of bias in media, Meet the Press moderator Chuck Todd, you remember Chuck, the world's tallest midget, was caught spreading four pieces of fake news in 54 seconds while grilling Representative Jim Jordan of Ohio on Sunday. Representative Jordan believes Michael Cohen never went to Prague. That undermines this whole dossier, which was the basis for this whole crazy investigation. Chuck Todd responds, that isn't the facts. It's something that you believe, but it's not been proven. These tell us two things. The first is that dishonest media types like Chuck Todd, who have pimped out their credibility to spread the Russia collusion hoax, are very, very worried about the coming Mueller report, which now we hear may come as soon as Friday, about the fact that there is zero evidence to back up 2 years of propaganda about Russia. A reckoning might be coming, and these liars know it. Secondly, Todd is desperate to talk over and distract Congressman Jordan to stop him from making his deadly and factual point about how dirty Barack Obama's Justice Department is and was, and that it was Hillary who colluded with the Russians to meddle in the 2016 election. To keep the DNC Hillary Clinton-funded Russia hoax dossier alive, Todd is deliberately hiding behind semantics. Geez, they never do that, do they? Yeah. Take a break for the news here at the top of the hour. When we come back on the other side, we lead off with today's Alexandria Occasional Cortex update. Yes, there is more on the way next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.